welcome to the Sensitive Soul Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki, and I'm going to teach you how to overcome your fears, conquer your dreams, and own your life. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, hello, friends. I'm so happy that you're here. Thank you. I don't say it enough, but thank you for tuning in and checking out what I have to say. Today I want to talk about seeing the value of your job or your career, no matter what it is. Because I just came to a revelation myself, because it's something that I had struggled with in a previous career, and I needed to make a change because I didn't feel like I was helping people. So let me rewind back to childhood. Always as a kid, I said, I just want to help people. Like, I didn't have a specific career in mind or profession. I just said, I want to help people. And so that was kind of my life goal. Classic Pearl here, if you know the gym personalities. So when I was younger, or when I first started college, actually, I decided that I was going to be a pediatrician because then I could help children get better who were sick. And then I started college, and that line was not really working out for me. I really wanted to have a social life, and you couldn't do both. Or I couldn't anyway. Maybe some people can, but I needed to study, and I was like, okay, this is not going to work for me. So I switched careers, or I switched majors from, pre-med into sport management. I was a cheerleader in college, and that was something that I really enjoyed, and I enjoyed being a part of that world. So I thought this would be great for me. So I started on the sport management track, and then I took an accounting class. I had to have an intro to accounting for my major. So I took that class, and my professor came to me, and she said, Nikki, you have to do this. Like, you have a gift. This is what you need to be doing. And I'm like, nah, I don't really think that's what I want to do with my life. You know, like, I like numbers, I like math, it's easy to me. So when she came and said all these things to me, I was like, okay, lady, sure, I'm a great mathematician. But she was all about it. She was like, I don't see you doing anything else. You know, this is your calling, this is what you need to do. And so I thought long and hard about it, I talked to my family about it, and you know, we just came to the mutual decision, like, yeah, maybe this is a smarter, more practical decision to make, because you are going to have a lot more job opportunities. Rather than sport management, it's kind of like, okay, what are you going to do with that when you get out of school? Of course, you can work at a sports facility, but, you know, there aren't a lot of those in Northeast Tennessee, where I'm from. So I switched my major to accounting, and well, it was a bachelor in business administration with a concentration in accounting, technically. But so I finished out a business degree with accounting as my concentration, and I got a job at a CPA firm. And I worked there for just a little while, about half a year, and I was bored out of my mind, and I absolutely hated it. It was not fulfilling to me. And I was like, what have I done? Why did I choose to do this? I could be doing something I enjoy right now. I could really be helping people. But right now, all I'm doing is I'm sitting in a cubicle and I'm adding up numbers on a calculator. And I was like, what? I don't know. So I decided to take a little turn, and I went into banking because I thought, well, at least I'll have more access to people and I won't be stuck in a cubicle all day, and I'll be able to actually talk to people and, you know, see interactions or see if, you know, there's any kind of difference and kind of get some energy off other people. So I did banking for a little while, and I still wasn't really fulfilled there, and I wasn't seeing my value in that role. So I was really considering my life choices, like, okay, I did this wrong. You know, this is not really what I want to do. And I decided to go back to school and get a degree in teaching. Since I already had my bachelor's, I was able to do a master's and get my licensure that way. But it was a 2-year program. So I went back to school to be an elementary school teacher. And before I decided on elementary, I had gone between, hey, I really like math. Maybe I want to be a math teacher. And I also like to work out, so maybe I want to be a PE teacher. But in the end, I decided on elementary because I didn't want to teach high schoolers. High schoolers scare me. So that's why I didn't go with a math major. And PE is kind of difficult to get a job because there's only one or two per school. So elementary it was, and I did that. And I have been teaching for 6 years now. So, long story short, I went into teaching because I thought I would make a difference in people's lives. And I would really be helping. And I would actually feel fulfilled and like my life meant something, so to speak. But lately I've been realizing or been thinking about it, and I've been hearing other people talk, and I'm like, oh my goodness, like, yeah, teaching, you are with children all day long, but you know, some days, I don't know if you've seen this meme, but I feel like a lifeguard at the Olympics. It's like, what am I even doing here? I'm not making a difference in these kids' lives. I'm really just like crowd control. I'm making sure they're alive, and they make it through another day. I'm sure that I know that I do more than that, but that's just the way it feels some days. And every day is not some rewarding, like rainbows in the sky. Oh my goodness, you know, after school special, you changed someone's life today. So anyway, that brings me back to no matter what you are doing in your life, no matter what career you've chosen, no matter what job you are currently in, if it's not your dream job, you are helping other people. You are either providing a service for people that they don't know how to do themselves, or that you're doing it for them because maybe that's not something that lights them up. It's something that you are taking a load off of them by providing a service for them. So if you're in service-based business, think about that. And then if you make products, you are making a product for someone that they don't know how to make themselves, or it would be very time consuming for them to do. So no matter what you are doing, you are helping people. I want to repeat that because it's so important and it took me so long to learn. No matter what you are doing, you are helping people. And I want you to take that to heart, and I want you to really feel it in your soul and know it, and even say it out loud to yourself. I am helping people, or I am helping the world. I'm making a difference, because you are, no matter what you are doing. I think back to when I was doing accounting, even though I didn't have any face-to-face contact with any of the clients where I worked on their stuff. I was kind of a behind the scenes, you know, the main accountants, the CPAs brought me stuff to do, and then I did it and I gave it back to them. So I was kind of like, I did the work and then I gave it to them so they could turn it over to the people. But so I didn't see it, but I was, you know, when I was doing accounting, I was giving people peace of mind about their money, and money can be stressful AF, if you know what I mean. So I was making a difference because people either didn't know how to do the taxes or filing the reports that I was filing, or it was just like going to take too much time for them and it was really going to stress them out. Whereas for me, it was easy and I didn't mind doing it. So I was making a difference in people's lives. I just didn't see it. I did some fitness coaching for a while, and I really felt like I was great. I know that sounds funny, but I felt like I'm so amazing because I'm helping people with fitness and I'm helping them get healthy, and that's all that matters. But you know what? It's not, because people who sell skincare are making people feel better about themselves, about their appearance, and it improves confidence. When you feel better about your appearance, you are more confident and you can go and do more things, okay? So it all comes back to confidence in that field. But, you know, fitness was important because I was helping people. Even though I advertised and I thought, like, I'm just helping them to learn how to do workouts or eat correctly, you know, it all plays into mindset of building up your willpower and your discipline into working towards a goal that you really want and, you know, being able to do things that you could do more easily if you are healthy. Another great profession, like, I just got my nails done today, and my nail girl is amazing. She, like, not only is it great to talk to her, like, I'm getting some therapy, like a bartender. Bartenders do that too. I'm getting some free therapy, but, like, having my nails done makes me feel like I have got my life together. I feel so polished and so fancy. And you know what? She does that for me. And I think that's amazing. And I believe that anything that you do, you have worth and you are valuable, and people value what you do. They might not always show it, but they do. An example of that is serving. I used to serve wait tables. I did that for like 6 to 8 years while I was in school, getting both degrees. People don't always act like they're grateful for you, but you are doing a great service for them. They don't have to prepare their own food. They are being served by someone else. Someone else is freaking putting cheese on their food for them or peppering. I used to pepper salads. I mean, hello. Obviously, they could do that themselves, but they didn't have to. That was something that I was providing for them. I was providing, an experience. And even when people didn't really appreciate it, I knew what I was doing was nice. And when people do show that they're grateful for you and do show that they appreciate you, it makes your job that much easier and that much more fun. So when you are being served by someone else, when you're buying something from someone else, make sure that you show them that you appreciate them. Even if they're charging you money that you don't want to pay, if there's something wrong with your car and it's probably expensive, be grateful that there are people, there are mechanics who can fix your car for you. Otherwise, you would be SOL and you would be having to buy a new car. So instead of griping at them about how much it costs, try thanking them and saying, oh my goodness, I don't know what I would do without you. They are doing something for you that you don't know how to do, right? I don't know how to fix my own car. If something goes wrong, I don't know how to change my own oil. I could probably learn how to or watch YouTube, but I don't want to do that. So I'm going to pay somebody else to do that for me. And that's just all I wanted to talk about today. So don't discount your worth. You are valuable. No matter what role you play on this earth, you are valuable. You are needed. And even if you don't feel appreciated, know that you are, and know what you are doing is amazing. I hope that you found some value in this episode and you enjoyed it. If so, I would absolutely love it. Love you forever. If you would write a review on our iTunes page, or you can snap a screenshot of this episode and post it on your Instagram and tag me. I'm at Nikki.Ferguson. Nikki with 1K. Don't forget that part. I'll see you next time.